Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I want to share with you Psalm 27 and then talk about what I think it gives and offers to us. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil comes, people come to devour me. When my enemy and foe attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach of a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. That's the New Living Translation of that verse, a powerful translation. You can read it in the NIV or others, and you'll find it's just as powerful. I want to focus or emphasize on verse 4. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. As we read the word sanctuary in here, and it mentions that, it can refer to two different things. It can be describing a place that is holy and set apart for worship, a place most of us who are believers or Christians have been at many times. It can also describe a place of safety, where someone is in danger can go to find shelter and protection, may have sought sanctuary from some other person or thing that's happening so they won't get hurt or harmed. Psalm 27 helps us understand how the two meanings of this word overlap. When we have received salvation from God, when we have truly opened our hearts to him and decided to follow him, we're called to worship God. Worship is much more than simply going to a church. It is to offer ourselves to him completely. Thus, we go to the sanctuary to offer God our worship. I wonder how many of us know that we do this not only for our own sake, but actually for his sake. See, God is holy and beautiful and calls us to worship him. So we offer God our worship, our lives. But when we give God our worship, we receive a wonderful gift as well. Psalm 27 describes the presence of God as a place of safety. Because God is our Savior, we can receive comfort and security by being in his presence. When we go to the sanctuary to worship God, we give God our worship and we receive peace from God. Oh, peace that surpasses all understanding that I want and need, and I bet you do too. I believe this is why the psalmist longs to worship God. The beauty of the Lord compels the psalmist to go to the sanctuary of God, of the Lord, and worship him. I have such a strong feeling within me that I must worship him. That's kind of what he feels. As we worship God, we receive his comfort, his peace, his strength, and a renewed energy to live for him. I've had many people tell me when they come in on Sundays and they leave, they feel like they can go another week. God is our stronghold. Of whom shall we be afraid? I grew up in the church, and it wasn't until later in life that I actually really began to realize what that meant to me. And I'm going to tell you, it became very real to me. Is it to you? Prayer thoughts today. Linda Dobbins, Grace, knee surgery went well. She's at Kim's house and recovering. Corey Kinney finally got out of the hospital. She needs to hold down more food. She's getting better. Praise God for that. Provo family, as Barb's aunt has passed away. Lorna, as her father was in the hospital, he's back home, but we want to lift them up. Scott Rooney, recovering from shoulder surgery. Brian, Charlie's stepdad, needs our prayers. Pastor Matt Engel from our Salem church had a hip replacement, or is having one. Pastor David Thompson, Redmond, health problems. Pastor Fred Shively and Kay, which many of you know, retired, has health issues and affecting their mobility and their concerns. Our missionary families, natural disasters, our church, our nation, and our own family. Spend a few moments talking with the Lord And then I want you to have a really great day. God bless you all.